From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you here at the Kremlin.
That was Russia's President Vladimir Putin at a joint press conference on Tuesday with China's President Xi Jinping.
For the first time, we are having such a joint platform for organizing the meeting between the representatives of our countries, mass media, societies, all those who every day work diligently to lay a proper foundation for cooperation between the two countries in the spheres of economy, information, humanitarian sphere, and other spheres as well.
As U.S. President Donald Trump heads to Hamburg, Germany, for Friday's opening of the G20 summit, the presidents of Russia and China stood shoulder to shoulder and again affirmed their strategic partnership.
Really contributing to the reinforcement of mutual understanding and friendship. We've just completed our talks with Mr. Xi, and we discussed in detail the status and the conditions of our relations, laying proper groundwork for further work. Successful implementation of our relations is bound to happen thanks to the activity of the business and social circles and support from the mass media. Also, we rely on the Committee of Friendship, Peace and Cooperation, which unites businessmen, heads of agencies and regions, figures of culture, mass media representatives. For 20 years, this committee has been working for the successful realization of relations between the two countries. In 2016, under the aegis of that relation, we had more than 100 successful events in the spheres of innovation, healthcare, education, sports, and other areas as well. This year, we plan to conduct 180 more events and carry out some new initiatives. We do hope that the Committee of Friendship, Peace and Cooperation will continue to actively contribute, implementing its high role in reinforcing the friendship and understanding between China and Russia. Also, we have the Society for Friendship between Russia and China. It works very actively, and it has inherited its status from the Society for the Friendship between China and USSR, which started in 1957. It was working in order to establish friendly relations between the societies of the two countries, uniting all those who really care and value the relations between the peoples of our countries, or those who really value the culture and the history of China. Today, this entity organizes many events, reinforcing the student and people-to-people relations, establishing cooperation between the regions of our countries. I would like also to acknowledge the activity and the work of the chambers of China, which work for the trade in mechanical and other equipment, which also helps to unite our countries around these trade initiatives, as well as those who contribute to the enhancement of our trade in the spheres of innovations, transportation, and non-resource trade initiatives. And this is the Yamal gas initiatives, the grain and crops terminal, and other initiatives which include not only working on the territory of Russia but also on the territory of China. Also, mass media do contribute to the establishment of proper ties between the countries. They certainly do all they can to create the atmosphere of trust and mutual understanding between Russia and China, and reinforcing our positions in the world. They in time deliver up-to-date and very accurate information about the life and the activities within our countries, out of our countries, on the international arena. With your whole help, for 2 years in a row, we've been successful implementing the years of Russian and Chinese mass media. That initiative encompasses many festivals, exhibitions, conferences, and video conferences as well. We've put into start the production of films, and also today we are working to create a new animation series which would involve both Russian and Chinese specialists. Also, we are having a media forum which involves more than 120 representatives of the leading major mass media news networks of Russia and China. Also, I'd like to mention the agreement to start the broadcasting of the Katusha channel in China. That will be the first Russian channel available for the Chinese audience. I would like to thank you all for all that work and for your attention. Thank you.
The opening statement by Russia's president was followed up by an opening statement from China's president, Xi Jinping.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, friends, I'm very happy to meet everyone here. First of all, I would like to express to the friendly Russian people, to the Committee on Friendship and Development and Peace of Russia and China, to the media and business representative, express my sincere good feelings. Our countries and our friendship are becoming more and more close. Russia is the country that I visited most since I became the head of state in China. Throughout many years, China and Russia are good neighbors, good friends, and good partnership. We are guided by the spirit of the strategic cooperation, and we have established an example of relations between big countries. Cooperation and mutual benefit is a historical choice of our countries, and it is also a basis for establishing an open and prosperous world. Regardless of how the situation changes outwards, we are still determined to develop our relations. Today, everyone who is present here has the desire to pertain the friendship of China and Russia, and are also willing to promote China and Russia practical cooperation. Throughout many years, you are putting a lot of effort to promote friendship between China and Russia and to advance practical cooperation. This is this reflects our determination to promote comprehensive relations of strategic partnership and cooperation between Russia and China. Today, this year, is the 20th anniversary of the establishing of the Committee for Friendship, Peace and Development between our two countries, which became a channel of friendly contacts between our two countries. It has promoted cooperation in the areas of humanitarian, interregional, business and media, and other areas. It played an important role in increasing mutual understanding and friendship between our two countries and peoples. It also promoted healthy and successful development of comprehensive relations of strategic partnership and interaction. This year is also the year of the 60th anniversary of establishing of Soviet-Chinese Society of Friendship, which promotes the spirit of friendship between the two countries. And it has consolidated a lot of people who are committed to this initiative and spirit. It promoted cooperation in the areas of science and technology, youth and border cooperation. It played an important role in strengthening the public basis of China's Russian relations. This year is also the final year of cross years of two countries' media. Within this format, the two sides conducted more than 100 colorful events. In Moscow, we have completed the third Russian-Chinese Media Cooperation Forum. The contacts between the media are intensifying from day to day, and which this helps to strengthen the relations between the two countries, increases mutual understanding and friendship between two peoples, as well as increases the right of speech of the media of two countries on the international level. Earlier this year, trade volume between China and Russia preserves positive dynamics, and practical cooperation is deepening continuously. Russia is the first source of oil and electricity imports to China. Yamal LNG project is successfully progressing. Investment and financial cooperation is expanding steadily. Both sides are promoting practical cooperation and alignment of interests. They have established the basic principle of mutual benefit and win-win. This has also close connection to the great efforts of businessmen of the two countries. And I hope that practical cooperation between China and Russia will provide even more fruits and results. Ladies and gentlemen, nowadays, China and Russia relations are experiencing the best period in history. This is the result of joint efforts of the two countries throughout a long time. I hope that through our joint efforts, we will be able to lend more impetus for the further development of China-Russia relations. I hope that we will be able to continue to promote China-Russia relations development and bring benefit to the peoples of Russia and China, as well as to become a positive force of stability and security in the world and region. Sound and stable relations between China and Russia are desired by the peoples of the two countries. I hope that we will be able to contribute more wisdom and power to the development of our relations. I hope that you will continue to be the promoters of China-Russia friendship, strengthen China-Russia eternal friendship. I hope that Russia-China Friendship, Peace and Cooperation Committee and China-Russia Society of Friendship, as well as the media, will show their advantages in strengthening cooperation, increasing understanding, and lending more positive power to unofficial friendship between China and Russia. I hope that you will expand practical cooperation between China and Russia. Our development strategies have a lot of places when we can make link and integration. China is now trying to put into practice the great China dream of, and Russia is also striving to revive the country and economy. I hope that the businessmen of the two countries will continue to put diligent efforts into deepening practical cooperation between China and Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, China and Russia are neighbors and good neighbors. They have a common border of more than 4,000 kilometers, which connects us closely together. Let us go hand in hand in order to strengthen friendly relations. I hope that the people of the two countries will be able to achieve their best dreams. Thank you.
After each of the two presidents had made their opening statements at Tuesday's conference, representatives from various parts of Russia's and China's economic and political sectors discussed some of the agreements that were being reached.
Mr. Bondarchuk and Stad, he is the head of the Council for the Committee for Friendship, Peace and Development between Russia and China, head of the Len Film Company. Mr. Putin, Mr. Xi, friends, colleagues, on behalf of the Russian-Chinese Committee for Friendship, Peace and Development, I welcome you here in Kremlin. Well, within the last years, developing the constructive development between our countries, which is called We Are to Be Friends for the Century, the two countries have been paying special attention to the development of informal cooperation and interaction, not on the level of governmental agencies, but also social entities and just people-to-people relations have also been reinforced. And we have the Russian-Chinese Committee for Peace, Friendship and Development just for that. And the purpose of that entity is to enhance the understanding between the societies, pushing forward cooperation in the spheres of innovations, culture, sports, religion and other areas as well. Speaking about the working organs of that committee are the 16 committees headed by the representatives of the social and business circles. This year, this committee celebrates its 20th anniversary. And for us, it is very important that this very day, this very year, very important year, representatives of the committee are seeing the heads of China and Russia here. Within the last year, we've implemented more than 100 events in the spheres of business, culture, sports, education, healthcare services. We also have completed successfully the organization of exhibitions, lectures for all those aspiring to know more about Russia and about China. Also, we've been working actively to organize the annual regular forum for middle and small-sized businesses. It took part 2015 in Beijing, and 2016 it took place in Sochi. It involved more than 1,000 entrepreneurs from the two countries, and the next forum will also be held in China. That will be another turning point in our development. Among other projects implemented by the committee is the Trans-Border and Electronic Trade Forum, which also brought several hundred companies for the benefit of the trade between the two countries. The Investment Forum also involved and brought into cooperation different investment and venture funds. Also, we had successfully implemented different marathons for students in China. We also have cultural exchanges within the framework of the Beijing Cultural Festival, also Sports Forum, which was called the Cooperation in the Sphere of Sports. Also, we promote actively the exchange and incubators on the level of students. First of a kind was opened on the 30th of July 2016 in Khabarovsk. And 2017, this year, we are also going to open several incubators in Yekaterinburg, Ufa, and Moscow. We are to implement more than 180 projects for the sake of the successful development of relations between China and Russia. We also plan to stimulate the exchange between the sports, universities and teams, enhancing the cooperation in the sphere of social relations. Also, we are to build up the momentum in what concerns the musical exchanges and music cooperation. And that is why we have the Chinese exhibition house on the territory of the exhibition center, which is called the Vida in Ha. We've signed the full lateral agreement on cooperation, strategic cooperation, to create the international healthcare center called One Belt, One Road. Also, the committee and the council for the handicapped people, we are working actively to prepare everything for the Paralympic Games, which are to take place in 2018. And we've been supported by our Chinese side in what concerns the access of our sportsmen to the competition. And we support, in our turn, the participation of the Chinese team and Chinese organizers being promoted to the head to the position of the head of the Paralympic Committee. We assure that the key goal of our council, of our organization, is to find new ways to broaden contacts between the societies. If we find it difficult to find solution to some problem on the level of state and government, then we can resort to public diplomacy and to diplomacy executed by the society and by the business circles. And thank you for your attention. Thank you. Now I give the floor to the head of the Russian-Chinese Committee of Friendship, Peace and Cooperation, please.
President Xi Jinping, President Putin, ladies and gentlemen, friends. First of all, I cordially thank you for the warm reception of us in Russia. The heads of Russia and China have met, are putting efforts, and they are consolidating our committee through our Committee of Business and Media Representatives. It has profound influence. We are very thankful for this. I think this has great meaning, and it promotes our participation. Today is the 20th anniversary of our committee. Under the support of the two leaders and under the mutual efforts of two countries, the committee now encompasses 16 subcommittees and covers many areas of cooperation. And the formats of our cooperations are being enriched continuously. It has great representativeness. It is one of the important channels of Russian and Chinese diplomacy. It promotes the spirit of eternal friendship and establishes good public opinion for the development of China and Russia relations. And it makes closer the distance between China and Russia, becoming an important force in unofficial contacts. Throughout the 20 years, the relations of strategic partnership have overcome many difficulties and challenges. They can be called the example of relations between big countries. So we can say that the relations between the two countries are reaching higher and higher levels. Today, one can say that our relations have reached very good level, but they should reach even better level, because we have a basis for this. Our committee should make more work to adapt to the needs of today. I will also, along with the Russian partners, will try to strengthen Russian and Chinese friendship on the unofficial basis in order to promote the concept of Russian-China friendship and advance our friendly cooperation and elevate it to a higher level, make it more effective, and make it serve China and Russia development. I express cordial thanks to President Xi Jinping and President Putin.
Well, we all know about the efficiency of our trade ties and trade work, and we mean the current operations, and we work on major projects in most different spheres of work, and that is the aerospace sphere and aviation and energy projects, which is one of the key tracks of our cooperation. I'll give the floor to Mr. Michael San, member of the Russian-Chinese Business Council, head of the Novatek company. Mr. Putin, Mr. Xi, General Secretary, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to speak in front of such an honorable audience. The biggest project, which is the Yamal LNG, with the output of more than 16 million tons, is being implemented by the two companies, the Total company and by the One Belt, One Road initiative organizations. We are working on the first pipe, and we are going to start the production by the end of this year. Then we will work on the second and this third stage, reaching the planned output, and that will allow us to be not the ninth but the fifth country in the world in terms of the LNG production. I'd like to thank you, Mr. President of Russia and General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, for the support you gave us, which is very timely, and that is because of the difficult political situation in the world. Thanks to the financial support, we succeeded in implementing the agreement in time. Many countries today reorientate towards gas because gas is environmentally friendly and because it's very competitive in terms of its price. The structure of the gas market is changing, and LNG is acquiring more and more popularity, if we may say so. And we expect that it will increase by 1.5 times, and the LNG will have a 2 times more share than today. Especially that is something for the Asia-Pacific region. We are working on the next project, which is called Arctic LNG 2 on the Magadan Peninsula. The output of these two projects will amount to 35 million tons, which is almost a half of the Qatar LNG project. The Resource Foundation will allow us to have more projects later on, very short distance and low cost of extraction will make that project wonderfully competitive in what concerns the exports to the countries of the Asian Pacific region and China. Across the Northern Sea Route, we can transport the goods and LNG in 16 days, while the U.S. route takes 21 days. We are working very diligently on creating the infrastructure which would make it possible to navigate all year round using the Northern Sea Route. We expect that the gas share will be increasing, and I mean the share of the Russian LNG companies. We hope that we will have more successful cooperation with China in the future. Thank you. Head of the Russian-Chinese Business Council, please, you have the floor.
President Xi, President Putin, after the initiative of One Belt, One Road being put forward by President Xi Jinping, we have reached a lot of fruitful results in the areas of transportation, communication, and so on. The trade volume between the two countries in the previous year grew by 21%, which creates good opportunity for cooperation between Russian and Chinese enterprises, being a good platform for development of cooperation between the two countries. Our council helps to promote projects in the energy, including midstream and downstream, which helps to implement projects in the areas of technology and manufacturing. We will promote financial development cooperation. This will help our financial structures to promote national currency settlements and financial cooperation, which will increase not only the volume but also the quality of cooperation.
Tuesday's press conference with the presidents of Russia and China, several days in advance of the G20, continued for almost an hour thereafter, with details of a number of large transactions between the two powers. We'll have more on that later this week. And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.